وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَٰهَيْنِ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أَقُولَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِحَقٍّ إِن كُنْتُ قُلْتُهُ فَقَدْ عَلِمْتَهُ تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِكَ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ.
And imagine when thereafter Allah will say, Jesus, son of Mary, peace be upon him, did you say to people, take me and my mother for gods beside Allah? And he will answer, glory to you. It was not for me to say what I had no right to. Had I said so, you would surely have known it. You know all what is within my mind, whereas I do not know what is within yours. You, indeed you, fully know all that is beyond the reach of perception. Take me and my mother for gods beside Allah. The Christians were not content merely with deifying Jesus and the Holy Spirit. They even turned Mary, the mother of Jesus, into a full-fledged object of worship. The Bible does not contain even the remotest suggestion that Mary was in any way either divine or superhuman. During the first 3 centuries after the Messiah, such a concept was totally alien to Christian thinking. Towards the end of the 3rd century of the Christian era, however, some theologians of Alexandria employed, for the first time, the expression Mother of God in connection with Mary. Subsequently, belief in Mary's divinity and the practice of Mariolatry spread among the Christians.
ما قلت لهم إلا ما أمرتني به أن اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم وكنت عليهم شهيدا ما دمت فيهم فلما توفيتني كنت أنت الرقيب عليهم وَأَنْتَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ.
I said to them, nothing except what you commanded me, that is, serve Allah, my Lord and your Lord. I watched over them as long as I remained among them, and when you did recall me, then you yourself became the watcher over them. Indeed, you are witness over everything.
إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ.
If you chastise them, they are your servants. And if you forgive them, you are the Almighty, the All-Wise.
قال الله هذا يوم ينفع الصادقين صدقهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك الفوز العظيم.
Thereupon Allah will say, this day truthfulness shall profit the truthful. For them are gardens beneath which rivers flow. There they will abide forever. Allah is well pleased with them, and they well pleased with Allah. That indeed is the mighty triumph.
لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا فِيهِنَّ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
To Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth and all that is in them, and He has full power over everything.